Aircheckdownloads.com.
The best of luck with the first show, Mike.
Thank you very much, Tony, and, yeah, and thanks to you, Maggie, as well.
Just remember one thing.
Yes?
Don't take commercial breaks.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Radio 1, oh, the weekend starts today. Oh, the weekend starts today. Oh, he'll make you dance and sing. Thank you, George. George Benson and Love Ballad.
Oh, it's 10:05. Oh, and it's Saturday morning. Welcome to the new Saturday show on Radio 1. So this is Saturday morning, is it? I haven't seen it from this angle for quite some time, I must admit. It doesn't look a lot different from Friday. It's sort of got the same sort of feel in it. It's only that pile of washing up in the corner that makes it different. This is Supertramp. It's raining again. One of the fastest selling singles in Britain at the moment, that one. Supertramp, it's raining again. It's 10:09. Well, a good Saturday morning to you. What have we got lined up on this new style show? Well, musically, we're going to be going everywhere musically. I've been dashing through the BBC record library this week, digging out some amazing oldies. So there's world's biggest record collection tucked under this building, and some great stuff down there that hasn't been heard for ages. So a few of those to come up before 1 o'clock today. Also, a feature starting today, which is going to last for months, if not years. It's the Beatles A to Z, and we're going to play every track the Beatles have ever made, alphabetically through from A to Z, and be starting, of course, with the A's this morning. That'll be at about 10:45, and I can tell you there'll be some oddities in there as well that haven't been heard on the radio either before or at least for some time. And on the competitions front, I had a very pleasant time in Radio 1's competitions cupboard over the past couple of weeks. They have this storeroom, the key to which I've had duplicated so I can get in there at any time, and I've been discovering some of the naffest prizes you could ever wish to win. And we'll be giving those away before 1 o'clock as well. Some strange competitions, some strange phone calls, and quite a few surprises. Don't you move that dial. That's a double A-side from the Blues Band, and that side is called Rolling Log. It's 10:14. Yes, the new charts. If you fancy the chart music, it'll be coming up before 11 o'clock this morning. That's the latest Radio 1 chart. We'll have three of the biggest climbers and the number one both in the UK and the USA. That's all to come round about 11 o'clock this morning. And coming very soon indeed, the first competition of the morning. So if you've written in to take part in one of those, watch out. Your phone could be ringing in the next few minutes. Billy Joel, it's still rock and roll to me. 10:17.
Mike Smith! Radio 1!
And good morning to Martin Cleaver as well. Martin, hi.
Good morning, Mike.
Hi, you're sounding nice and bright and loud and clear. We're calling you down in Cardiff, is that right?
That's right, yes.
All right, and what sort of things do you get up to on a Saturday morning in Cardiff?
Well, I usually prepare myself for my main hobby, which is football referee. I usually get all my kit and everything together for this afternoon.
What stage are you at with your refereeing?
Well, this is my second season with the local leagues in Cardiff, and I hope to progress to A class. I'm class C at the moment, and
right,
usually sort of go up every year. And then once you get your A-class referee, you are on to the Football League itself.
So we'll be seeing you insulted on Match of the Day fairly soon.
Yes, in a few years' time, with a bit of luck.
All right, Martin. Thank you for writing in. You don't know what you're going to take part in yet. You just wrote in to take part in a competition.
Yes.
And as it's the first show, a lot of explaining to do. You're going to take part in the news quiz.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. If you get all five questions right in this quiz, you'll win the top five singles. If you get four right, you get four singles, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you read the newspapers regularly?
Every day, yes.
Right, and you listen to the radio, obviously, and watch television and so on.
Right, yes.
So you might well be up to date on a few of these questions.
Might be.
Let's see how you get on, Martin. First one, the stars of which sport were ordered to smarten up this week? A £250 fine if they didn't do what?
Smarten up.
A hurricane blowing through the sport.
Snooker.
Yeah, you got it. A small clue. Yes, the snooker players have to wear bow ties or they face a £250 fine from now on. Who gave us an £8 million present for Christmas this week?
British Telecom. They decided that they would offer cheap calls over the Christmas period and New Year.
Brilliant, yeah. I think you're looking over my shoulder at the answers. two out of two so far. Third one on the news quiz. Who got a cold ducking on Thursday? Who got a cold ducking on Thursday? You can hear people everywhere now going, oh, yes, it's something.
Would it have been Lionel Jeffries?
It would.
Yes, he was involved in that incident where he was recording a TV programme.
That's right, very unfortunate incident. Yes. And Ian Ogilvie was involved as well. He saved Lionel Jeffries' life, I think. That's the three out of three. Fourth of the five questions. Where won't England be going in 1986?
That's to Colombia, where the World Cup was due to take place. The country is now withdrawn.
This is sounding like we've set you up for this quiz. I mean, that's but you should know that one because it's a football question. That's right. Well, Colombia announced this week they won't be staging the next World Cup. Could be going to the USA, I understand, or Brazil even.
That's right, yeah.
And the final question, to win your top five singles, Martin Cleaver, of Trimorpha, is it, in Cardiff?
That's right, yes.
A baby is born every 7 seconds. Where?
China.
Straight away, yes. Population census was published there this week, the world's biggest census, and they have something like 10 billion people living in China. My word. And a baby born every 7 seconds.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, I always thought a fast breeder was a nuclear reactor. Okay, you've got 5 out of 5.
Thanks very much.
That'll be the top five singles coming to you soon. Any match to referee today?
Yes, I've got one this afternoon and one tomorrow morning.
All right, well, for the final time today, I'll say you're a nice chap.
Thank you very much.
Ta-da.
All the best. Bye.
Bye. If you fancy a go at that news quiz, you fancy winning the top five singles, do you? And do you read the newspapers? Do you watch the TV news, listen to the radio news? Do you think you're up to date on it? Drop me a line, drop me a postcard with a few details about yourself. And most important of all is the phone number of where you are on Saturday mornings. Now, you don't have to be at home. You could be at work if you've got a few moments to spare. But somewhere where we can ring you on Saturday morning, round about 10:15, to do the news quiz. And you could be winning the top five singles. The address is The News Quiz, Mike Smith, BBC Radio 1, London W1A4WW. The usual address, just put The News Quiz, The Mike Smith Show on top of your card, and it should get to me fairly soon. Don't forget your address as well, so we know where to send the prize. Actually, on the subject of news this morning, the front page of the Daily Star reports this morning, as do quite a few other papers this morning, that the romance between Coo Stark and Prince Andrew is on again. Poor old Coo Stark apparently had a secret meeting last night, but the thing was that as she went to leave her flat, she had the police block off the road near where she lives in Kensington, and they blocked off the road and stopped all the press men getting around there so they couldn't get their usual pictures and all that sort of thing. But the Daily Star's cameraman went off on a motorbike to chase the car that she travelled in. Can you believe this? He was chasing around the streets of Kensington on his motorbike, but the police stopped him and booked him because they said he'd forgotten to fasten the buckle on his crash helmet strap. To make a corgi laugh. 10:25. It's 10:27, Saturday morning on Radio 1, and two featured albums to come this morning before 1 o'clock. First of those comes from Chris de Burgh, his brand new album, which is causing a lot of interest at the moment, and I think it's selling quite well as well. The Getaway, Chris de Burgh, and this is Living on the Island. Chris de Burgh has one of those perennial Christmas records, A Spaceman Came Travelling, which no doubt will be re-released yet again this Christmas, but that's his brand new album. It's called The Getaway. That track, Living on the Island, another track to come later on this morning. 10:30, and here's Charles Nove.
Animal rescue teams in the Wash are desperately trying to... That's it on X News, 11:30.
Oh, the weekend's out today. Oh, he'll make you dance and sing. Oh, the best thing happened.
No news is better than bad news. That's Chico and the Chili Sisters. Hot stuff there. 24 minutes to 11. I'm just looking through a few of the birthdays for today. Happy birthday, Dickie Henderson, the singer and comedian. He's 60 years old today. Margaret Powell is 75. I don't remember Margaret Powell appearing on TV a few times, but she writes books about sort of life under the stairs and all that sort of thing. And she has a sort of... one of those sort of accents. And Bob Wilson, who doesn't have one of those sort of accents, former goalkeeper and now sports commentator, is 41 years old today, Bob Wilson. Happy birthday to him. And Frank Ifield is 45 today. Oh, Frank, I remember you. Looking for that one in the chart on Tuesday, Rio Duran Duran. It's 19 minutes to 11. The Beatles A to Z coming very soon. Best of luck to the 9th Odium Yateley Pioneer Venture Scouts, who are canoeing this weekend for 24 hours. Actually, in the haze of the early part of this morning, I thought this card said that they were canoodling for 24 hours. But on further investigation, it's boring old canoeing. Well, it should be good fun, I reckon. 24 hours of that at Wellington Country Park near Basingstoke in Hampshire. And they're raising money for their annual fees. So all the best to everybody involved with that in the Wellington Country Park near Basingstoke this weekend. Let's hope you don't meet this chap in your travels.
Aircheckdownloads.com.